So the title of my sermon this morning was Jesus, Son of David, Mercy, Have Mercy on Me. But as I prepared this sermon this week, I saw this beautiful question that was asked by Reverend Dr. Kimberly Buchanan. She asked the question, how do we survive seeing? And so that's my subtitle. How do we survive seeing? So last week, I spoke about imagination, the gift of imagination, God's DNA of imagination that is put into each of us. And with imagination, we see not only with our eyes, but with our minds and our hearts. So this week, got a question. How does Bartimaeus see Jesus? He's a blind beggar. And then how did the disciples see Jesus? And Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, how do you see Jesus? So dear God, come into my mind and heart this morning. Let the words of my mouth, these meditations of my heart, open the eyes of this, your beloved community, here in our sanctuary and online, that they may truly see Jesus. And let that truly seeing Jesus change their lives. Amen. Reverend Leonard Vanderzee gave me a lot of inspiration for what I'm about to say, but I want to give you some background. Now, this story about the Bartimaeus healing is the end of the first half of the Gospel of Mark. First half is over. Next part of the Gospel of Mark has to do with Jesus going into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, has to do with him confronting the Pharisees, having the Last Supper, being arrested, suffering, dying on the cross, being resurrected. That's the second half. But this story is the end of the first half. It's a hinge between the two halves of the Gospel of Mark. And so on this trip that Jesus has been doing, moving towards Jerusalem, he has been emphasizing and emphasizing what it means to be his disciple. He knew the end was coming. He wanted to make sure that his disciples understood what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. But unfortunately, earlier in the Gospel of Mark, Peter could not see that Jesus had to die on the cross. Peter refused to believe it, to the point where Jesus was so frustrated with Peter that he said, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter couldn't see. And then there was the rich young man who came to Jesus and said he lived a good life and he wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, "Give away all your possessions and follow me." The young man couldn't do that. The young man couldn't see. And then we got the Zebedee brothers, the Z-boys, Sons of Thunder, James and John. And they spent part of the trip arguing about who was going to be the greatest in heaven next to Jesus, because they couldn't see that Jesus was about servant greatness, not ego greatness. None of these people could see. But Bartimaeus somehow could see. Bartimaeus somehow understood what it meant to be a true disciple of Jesus. See, Bartimaeus sees who Jesus is. Now, he doesn't see Jesus with his eyes because he's blind, but he sees Jesus with his heart. He sees Jesus with his mind. He has such a connection to Jesus that when he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," Son of David was a way of saying, "Jesus, Messiah." and the only time in the Gospel of Mark that anyone, including his disciples, referred to Jesus as Son of David is this blind beggar, Bartimaeus. And look at what Bartimaeus asked for. He asked for mercy. He asked for mercy, and he asked for a relationship with Jesus. I want to paraphrase the theologian Frederick Dale Bruner. I'm going to paraphrase him. Jesus wants more than to be an on-call EMT. Jesus wants a conversation. Jesus wants a relationship. And Bartimaeus understood that. He called Jesus by name. He saw Jesus with his heart and mind. In many ways, Bartimaeus was a kind of a better disciple than the 12. Because Bartimaeus is truly able to see who Jesus is. So that sounds easy, right? I can see who Jesus is. Yeah, I just read the gospel, see. But you see, the disciples couldn't see who Jesus was because sometimes seeing is hard. Sometimes seeing is threatening. Sometimes seeing is scary. So how do we survive seeing? Does really seeing the hard parts and suffering in life, it takes something out of us? Do we suffer when we really see our community's needs and brokenness? Do we change when we really see our community's needs and brokenness? You see, it's hard when we truly see. The author Nora Gallagher has this beautiful quote, her words, I remember thinking as I was working in the soup kitchen that I didn't really want to see what I was seeing, because then my life couldn't go on the same as it was, driving my nice new red Volvo, thinking about what linens to buy. What we see, we cannot unsee. And so maybe the disciples avoided seeing who Jesus was because if they did, they knew that he would have to die. Seeing can be uncomfortable, and seeing can be dangerous. For example, Kevin Carter was a South African photojournalist, 80s, 90s. And he was one of four members of a group of photojournalists in South Africa called the Bang Bang Club. They were called the Bang Bang Club because they photographed the violence that happened in the transition from the way it was with apartheid to a democracy, no apartheid. And they photographed between 1990 and 1994. So what happened to the members of the Bang Bang Club? Well, Ken Oosterbrook, who thought it was important to see and show the conflict, he was shot and killed. Ironically, by the African National Peacekeeping Force. Greg Marinovich was shot. Yoa Silva got through that conflict, but in 2010, he lost both of his lower legs in a landmine in Afghanistan. Seeing can be dangerous. And Kevin Carter was so distraught by the violence that he decided he needed a break. So he flew to Sudan. There was a famine there. He figured, I'll cover the famine. But when he got there, soon after, he took a picture, you may remember this, of a very tiny, very frail girl who was collapsed over along the side of the road. She had been walking to an aid station. She was so malnourished that she collapsed. And in the background, looming over her, was a sitting vulture. Now, Kevin, as soon as he took the picture, chased the vulture away, and he helped the girl to the aid station. He took that picture in April, and in May of 1993, he won a Pulitzer Prize for that photograph. But 2 months later, in July, Kevin Carter killed himself. A friend of his said that after Kevin took that picture, he was never the same, that he saw him often just sitting under a tree or sitting by himself crying. Kevin Carter could not unsee what he had seen. And so again, I pose that question, how do we survive seeing? Seeing things as they truly are, well, that's one of the requirements of being a follower of Jesus. Seeing with our eyes, with our hearts, with our ears wide open is one of those requirements. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, do we keep our hearts open but our eyes closed? Or do we keep our eyes open, but our hearts closed? Is there some way we can keep both our eyes and our hearts open? We can see with both of those. Well, Reverend Dr. Kimberly Buchanan does have an answer for us. You see, her words, Bartimaeus started with Jesus. Before Bartimaeus could see anything, Jesus became the context for everything that he would see. So what does it mean to see everything in the context of Jesus? Well, you may have to look, you may have to confront, you may have to be near things that are ugly, uncomfortable, frustrating. You may have to be near fragile things. You may need to be in prayer a lot. But when you see in the context of Jesus, you see resurrection. You see eternal love. And you see eternal life. And so, how do we, as followers of Jesus, survive seeing? Simple. We follow the example of Bartimaeus. We grow closer and closer to Jesus. Did you notice how driven Bartimaeus was when he heard Jesus coming by to be closer and closer to Jesus? Robert Capa was another photojournalist, conflict photographer. And Robert Capa, in 1936, during the Spanish Civil War, took a picture, famous picture, of a loyalist militiaman who had just gotten up out of his trench. He had a rifle in one hand, and Capa took the picture at the moment that a bullet struck this militiaman. He was flung backwards. The name of the picture is called The Falling Soldier. Robert Capa happened to be at the feet of that militiaman as he was shot. You see, Robert Capa strongly believed that if your pictures aren't powerful enough, it's because you're not close enough. And Bartimaeus, by truly seeing Jesus, shows us that our relationship and our faith in Jesus, if it's not powerful enough, it's because we are not close enough to Jesus. Now, we can take heart in the fact that Jesus is always close enough to us. He is so close enough to us that he sees us, not as we are, but sees us as we can be. Sir Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, let us try, and it's hard, but let us try to be more like blind, air quotes, Bartimaeus, Let us embrace our gift that we can see with our eyes, our hearts, and our minds. And let us embrace these gifts so we can become close enough to Jesus to see who he is, as Bartimaeus did, and so we can see how we can be more like him. Seeing is dangerous, but we are still called to be close enough to Jesus. And I give thanks and praise that Father, Son, Sustainer is with us to guide us, lead us, and bring us close. And I give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.